once upon a time, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in the marketplace. And as he was walking, he seen a slave that was basically announcing and proclaiming that whoever wishes to employ me can employ me, but he cannot ban me from performing my 5 daily salah, from reading my 5 daily salah behind the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So someone had given him this employment. Since he had made this announcement that I will accept any employment, any job that given to me, but the one who employs me should never stop me from reading my salah behind the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person in the marketplace heard this statement of his and given him a job. After some time, that slave fell sick. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to inquire about his health, Allahu Akbar. And after the Holy Rasul ﷺ had went there, within few moments he had passed away. Sahaba Ikram and many other companions were astonished and shocked to see that the Holy Rasul ﷺ has come to visit an ordinary person like this, whose deeds weren't so famous or any action that he has performed which given him that popularity and fame. But yet the Holy Rasul ﷺ, such a great Nabi ﷺ, has come and participated in the burial of the servant and slave. Seeing this, they were astonished at what amal or action this person has done for him to gain the status that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually come for the janaza, or has come for the rituals of his burial. Allahu Akbar. Seeing this astonishment of the companions, this verse was revealed. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal has created you from one man and one woman, and has created you in different and various nations and tribes, not for you to brag about what you are and where you come from, but rather only for this reason, لِتَعَارَفُوا, that you may recognize each another. Allahu Akbar. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, according to Allah Azza wa Jal, the most honorable among you, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who possesses most amount of taqwa and piety.